CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says one of its deputies shot and killed a man who pointed a gun at him Thursday afternoon. The shooting happened in Arvada near the I-76 off-ramp at Sheridan Boulevard. Multiple people had called 911 to report a man with a motorcycle waving a gun. No one else was injured during the shooting. The motorcycle was reported stolen in February. Metro Denver's real estate market is slowing somewhat, but prices are still at or close to record highs. CPR's Selma Holland has more.
A new report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors says homes sat on the market for an average of 11 days in August. That may not sound like a lot, but it's an increase from 9 days in July. And earlier this year, it took an average of just 3 to 4 days to go into contract on a home in the metro area, which includes Boulder and Broomfield counties. Low interest rates and a lack of homes for sale are still driving the pandemic boom in housing. The median price for a home in Denver is $540,000, about the same as it was in July, but a jump of about 17% compared to a year ago. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Transportation has closed Interstate 70 near Glenwood Canyon due to a flash flood warning. Heavy rain was expected, and that could lead to flooding, mudslides, and debris flows near the area that was burned by the Grizzly Creek wildfire. CDOT recommends motorists avoid the area by detouring through Silverthorne to Kremling and back to I-70 at Rifle. In Denver, it's 71 degrees, and in Boulder, it's 79 degrees. This is CPR News. It's just about 6:06.